Yeah, that was It's All the Way Live by the band Lakeside. That was off their 1973 album Shot of Love. And there, right before that, we heard a screaming great song by Lucinda Williams. And that was the song Righteously, and that was off her 2003 album World Without Tears. Interesting. It also had this, like, put your toes on the edge of the stage guitar jam there by Doug Pettibone, who's a studio musician. He's played with a lot of acts like Keith Richards, Norah Jones, and Elvis Costello. In fact, his first guitar teacher was Andy Summers of The Police, interesting enough. And before that, we heard Haunted World by Real Estate from their album Daniel. And started off the set with Blue Rose by Eamon Dunes from the album Freedom. And that's the set. I've got a little bit less than 15 minutes here. Hope you're enjoying the show. Actually, we had a request come in the chat room there at the webpage radiovalencia.fm. So we're going to get to that right now with Carlisle Wheeling, Mickey Dolan singing Michael Nesmith here on Radio Valencia.
Gone, but we're both a little old. cause me to understand. You couldn't tell it to bring my art the way I wanted when I started writing this letter to you. And if I could, you know, I would just hold you and you'd understand. I'm the man who loves you. All I could be is a busy sea of spinning wheels and hands that feel for stones to throw and feet that run. Come back home, make no difference ever known. Make no difference ever known to me. But if I could, you know, I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. I'm the man who loves you.
Wilco, I'm the man who loves you. Jeff Tweedy on that Robert Quine guitar there.
Is that a searing guitar solo, Jim?
That was absolutely searing guitar. John Stirrott on bass, Leroy Bach, the man of many instruments in this band on acoustic guitar on that one, Glenn Cochi on drums.
All right, that was something extra there off of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. That was, of course, the Wilco song, I'm the Man Who Loves You. Little live studio version there, obviously. Broadcasting that somewhere in the world. And before that, we heard Carlisle Wheeling by Mickey Dolenz from Mickey Dolenz. Mickey Sings Nesmith, and that was a request in the chat. Of course, that was originally released, Carlisle Wheeling from the Monkees back on Instant Replay from 1969. Actually, Mickey Dolenz has been doing some cover albums. He just did an R.E.M. one, covers R.E.M. Just came out late last year, I believe. Anyway, there you go. That's the set, and actually, that's the show. I'm going to kind of end it out here with some Charles Mingus, and I'll see you. I will be here next week, so hopefully I'll see you all back here in the chat and on the air. You can also listen to the show every Wednesday at 8 o'clock in the morning if you're up early and you want to hear it all over again. Well, you have that great opportunity available to you here at RadioValencia.fm. Stick around for Marco and his Stranded playlist coming up here in a few minutes, and I will see you next time, folks, here. Be safe out there.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
This is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm. That's 87.7 on the FM dial. It would be foolish not to listen. Let's try it again, shall we? This is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm. 87.7 on your FM dial. It'll do you good. Chicken John, this is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm. 87.7 FM. I'm out here in Raleigh, North Carolina, enjoying pretty much nothing right now. I'm having a day off, but anyway, I hope you're good. And goddammit, if I were at home, I'd be listening to 87.7 FM, Radio Valencia. FM. Maybe I can just listen here, because I'm obviously on the interweb. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds like a lot of supernatural baloney to me.
Supernatural, perhaps. Baloney, perhaps not.
Went black when she took back her love and put it out into the sun. The birds did fly when the heavens all went dry, and the cigarettes were smoking by themselves. She'll do anything. She'll do anything.
Dead rappers from both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just the simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard as now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the store, you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a sign next week out on Forest Lawn.
Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts.
And all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could never be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde and stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving. Like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has swapped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil. Running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper!
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance, so Buffy didn't stand a chance. And the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf, so here's a toast to Jay-Z's health and to Puff Daddy, P. Diddy or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever, cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dog, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you could do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.
Nothing in my dream that I can think of. Not even a little puppy coming to me. Or money going on trees. Or pennies turning into rain and falling on me. There's nothing in my dream that I can think of. Nothing in my dream.
Nothing in my dream.
Bedroom door open, and there you were sitting on a bench.
On a bench.
When I'm sitting on my bed reading a fairy tale, there's nothing in my dream that I can think of. Not even a little puppy coming to me. Or money going on trees. Or pennies turning into rain. Falling on me. There's nothing in my dream that I can think of. Nothing in my dream.
Nothing in my dream.
Oh, oh. When I'm sitting on my bed reading a fairy tale, there's nothing in my dream that I can think of. Not even a little puppy coming to me. Or money growing on trees. Or pennies turning into rain. Falling on me. There's nothing in my dream that I can think of. Nothing in my dream.
Nothing in my dream.
Oh, oh, oh. I was reading a fairy tale on my bed. Was like my bedroom door open. And there you were sitting on the bed. But there was still nothing to think of.
In my dream.
We'll be right back.
y'all, letting me be me. Yes, I do. I wanna thank y'all, letting me feel free. Yes, I do. Well, you be you, and I'll be me. Best thing that we could be. I can't be you, you can't be me, but I can sure be myself. But then I can be well. Anybody else? Hey, anybody else? I can't paint a picture like Michelangelo. No, and I can't play the trumpet like Mr. Lewis. No, and I can't write like Mr. Shakespeare. And many things that you do, well, you know that I just can't do. And the same for you, but I can sure enough be myself. Well, I can sure enough be myself. Well, I can sure enough be myself. Really, I can be you. Anybody else? Hey, anybody else? Guitar player, wanna be himself.